Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Vav Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman, Tof Kuf Mem Dalet today, which has two sifim, one which we'll do today, which is dealing with Din Tzarchi Rabin B'Chol HaMoed, doing things for the public good, for public usage or benefit on Chol HaMoed. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber begins. Tzarchi Rabin, the needs of the public are allowed to be taken care of on Chol HaMoed. Mutur Lasosim B'Chol HaMoed. What are examples of the needs of the public? Kigon Masachi and Adrochim, to go and fix the roads. Lahosir Mehem HaMichsholos, to remove obstacles in their paths. Ulitzayin HaKvaros, to go and mark where the graves are. Kedeshi Yazor Mehem HaKohanim. In days where the Kohanim were dealing with Tum and Tar, it was very important for them to know where the graves were. So they could go and mark the graves with limestone, so the Kohanim didn't carry over them and be metami whatever they were carrying as well as themselves. And finally, Ulitzayin HaMikvos, to go and fix any mikvah. Mikvos were very important. They were dealing with ritual tumah on a daily basis, all different types of tumah that required going to the mikvah, and therefore all of these things were considered tzorchei rabim. They were the needs of the public, and one was allowed to do them on Chol HaMoed. Now, we said quite a mouthful here now, so let's look now in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, he tells us, Da you should know, the kol tzorchei rabim mutter, any things that need to be done for the public are permissible, afilu kivnu melachtum b'moed, even if they waited to do them to Chol HaMoed. And even Vagamba for Hesya, and even if it's done in great public fanfare, in big public knowledge of it, it's allowed. And even Upitar Gadol, even if it's great effort. All of these, which are normally not going to be allowed for an individual, if these things are true, but for the public needs, they're allowed to be done. The issue footnote number one has a discussion. What about public transportation? He says, V'dover she'enu nitzrach l'shimush harabim. It's not either for general public usage, el hu dover hamizdamein tadir, but it's something that's regularly used, but each time it's used, it's only used for one person. For example, he starts off and tells us, what about shtaros, kiddushin, if you have to write documents of kiddushin, kesubas, let's say, uchidom, or things like that. So he writes, that's also called tzarchei rabim. So to write the tap plate for these things is also called tzarchei rabim, even though only one person is eventually going to use it. And therefore, Rav Nissen Karlitz, Zatzal, tells us, Shemutu lahafil tachbura tziburius b'moid. You're allowed to run public transportation on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, v'chein mutu l'schor autobus. Allowed to go and rent autobuses, monios, or taxis on Chol HaMoed. He says, Avshim chol pam hushimush prati shalom ezamin. Each time, if you're renting a car or a bus or a taxi, you're renting it for yourself or for your family. And therefore, that's called individual and not for public usage. Nevertheless, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Mikomachum nechshav ketzorchei rabim. This is considered like public need because kiven shu dover hamizdamin tadir, since this is something that's regularly needed for many people. Harbe bnei adam nitzrachim lo. Many people benefit from it, although each time it's only one person benefiting from it, he says it's good. On the other hand, in regards to taxis, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal wrote down in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, says no. He says the din by taxis is different than an autobus, a bus, or trains, Shubavadet Tzorchei Rabim. Trains and buses, those are certainly public usage. As opposed to, he says, a taxi, that's an individual. And if you can't get there by bus or by trains, he says, then you could use a monit. Then you could get a taxi. In this situation, you'd be able to run a taxi. However, if there's plenty of public transportation available that you don't need to go and use your taxi, so he says, in that case, unless he personally needs the money, the driver shouldn't drive on Chol HaMoed. He says, if you're helping somebody for money, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal says, Shemu kavua b'kachet, this is something that you do regularly. V'atzibur yodea lifanos elov kishyesh mi shezokuk lahasoh. And everybody knows that you'll be the guy that they call if they need somebody to go someplace. So then, nechshav hadavar kitzorchei rabim. So then it's considered a public usage as well. U'mutu lo lasi agam moed. And he could go and take people. He's a car service. So he could go and take people wherever they need to go on Chol HaMoed. He says, this is true, achim einu kavua bavodazu, el arak midi pam, mesir b'schar. But if he is not a regular driver, but you know, somebody calls him up, he'll go and help them out, and he'll take money for it. So that's not called tzorchei rabim, and he shouldn't go and do this on Chol HaMoed. Again, unless, of course, he needs the money for tzorchei yontif. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, the reason why all of these things are allowed, even if you set the work to be done specifically on Chol HaMoed, and even though it's done in public, and even though it takes a lot of effort and work, you're allowed to do this. So he says, Atam shitiru b'chavi milachto. Why Do we allow you to go and leave your work for the public to be done on Chol HaMoed? He says, the kol tzorchei rabim einu nikmarim ela b'shor shein b'telim kulam u'mischabim yachad. He says, because that's just the way of the world, that the needs of the public are the last things to get done, and therefore they're only going to be done when people are bottled from their regular work and they're all around. So Chol HaMoed, everybody's off from work, so things will get done. If you don't do it on Chol HaMoed, yispatel dover, it'll never get done. And therefore, he says, if the situation is different, for example, if you have a leader of the city, and he has the power and the authority to go and take care of it, he can get all the work done because of public law or because of his power, so then in this situation, they shouldn't save the work to be done on Chol HaMoed because he can do it at any time. The issue footnote number 2 brings down nowadays, the government is responsible for fixing the roads and taking care of these public needs, not individuals. So in this situation, if a yashiv zatzal brought down, so they shouldn't save work to do a Chol HaMoed unless it's needed for Chol HaMoed itself. He says, what about a rav who achroi al mikvos? Alo erev, what about the rabbi who's in charge of the mikvah or is in charge of the erev? Is he considered over here kimanhig? Is he considered like a public figure? She'osu lefo alav la'avod b'moed, that the people underneath him can't do the work of Chol HaMoed. In the city, we said, since the city can do it at any time, can conscript people, can get it done all year round, so he shouldn't save it for Chol HaMoed. So is the rav in charge of the mikvah, in charge of the erev, considered in the same fashion? So Nissen Karlitz, that Tzal brings down, if he's totally in charge and he has in his hands, and he can do whatever needs to be done all year round, so then he is like the government and he wouldn't be allowed to do the work on Chol HaMoed. However, but if in most situations, he doesn't really control everything. For example, he doesn't have all the money to do this, and he has to go and get donations, or he has to go and basically beg the tzibur to get it done, so then he's not like the manig, and he would be allowed to have his parlim do this work on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, there are two differences over here. Dimu ma'isa uman, if we're dealing over here with something that has to be done by a professional, so ainu mutter elam king shahu tzorech ha'moed, then it's only allowed to be done if it's needed for the moed itself. However, dimu ma'isa hejot, if it's something that can be done by any common person, then it's shari afil murach tzorech achar moed, then it would be allowed to be done for the public usage, even if it's not needed on Chol HaMoed, and it's only for afterwards. The issue footnote number 3 says over here in the second paragraph, for example, the liskar autobus letzorach til, to go and rent a bus in order to go on some sort of a family trip on Chol HaMoed, he says that's permissible. Kmo shemotzi bizmanenu, nowadays, sheish kavei tachbura tziburis lasia yeladim lemokum til mischak. You have public transportation that takes the children to the parks or to wherever they're going for their activities. V'av she'en sham tzorach olo tzorach agove, there's no real need, there's no somebody sick there, there's nobody who is in desperate means there, kivin shatilu tzorech ha'moed, they're allowed to do this because this is what people do on Chol HaMoed, therefore it becomes allowable. It's a public need. Then we said, the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays, the Mechaber gave us various examples of what a public needs. For example, like kigon l'sakin adrochim, to fix the roads. And he says, here in this situation, v'afilu ma'isi umun shari b'zeh, if you need professional construction people to go fix the roads, that's allowed. Why? Kivin shadov zeh tzorech kamimoyt, because you're going to use it on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, it's tzorech ha'moyt, and it's allowed to be done. The issue foot number 4 brings down, ule'inyan tikkun malis b'moyt, what about fixing an elevator on Chol HaMoed? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, she'ner shavadovik etzorchi rabim, that's also considered a public need, and therefore it's allowed to be fixed. And mishum kach mutu l'sakna b'chol ofin b'moyt, you can fix it in any way necessary, even with a ma'isi uman. On the other hand, Rav Ozna Zatzal disagrees. He says he doesn't think this is tzorchi rabim, and therefore, rakim mitochein, it appears to him only if it's going to be, if you don't fix the elevator, it could damage older people or sick people or a pregnant lady, that they wouldn't be able to go up and down in the building, so then you'd be allowed to fix it. And even then, a ma'isa uman would be allowed as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, he writes, likewise, the Mechaber said, lohosim mehem mecholos, you're allowed to remove obstacles from the road. So he brings down, b'gemori iso, the mechuyov mitzvah, this isn't just something that is allowed, this is something that you're obligated to do. If there's a dangerous obstacle on the road, there's a hole in the ground, and they've got to fix it. So if you don't fix it, somebody, Rachman Lazan, can fall into the pit. So then, in this situation, you're mechuyev to go and fix it. And he says, look in the Gemara, ayin shan. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Dalit says as well, you're allowed to be l'sakein hamikvos, to go fix the public mikvos on Chol HaMoed. He says the same adin applies. Wadin l'chatchila gam kimut lasus mikvah Chol HaMoed. Not only can you fix existing mikvos, but you can even create a brand new mikvah on Chol HaMoed. And this is similar to v'dumyu d'chafiras bar hamavur b'sevbeis. In tomorrow's shiur, we're going to learn that in certain situations you can dig a bar. He says, this is only true, however, v'davka kishetia nigmeres b'chol HaMoed. If you're talking about making a new mikvah, it has to be able to be finished on Chol HaMoed, v'tia tzorech HaMoed, and therefore it will become tzorech HaMoed. The lav hachi, but if you can't finish it on Chol HaMoed, then you can't do it on Chol HaMoed aser. Do ma'asi umah, because this is a professional work, which we just said above, is only allowed to be done if it's l'tzorech HaMoed, as it could be for public usage even, but it also has to be l'tzorech HaMoed. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, hago v'davka tzorechei rabim. These things are examples that are allowed because they're tzorchei rabim, and they're needed for the individual people, for their usage, so to say. Avoshar tzorchei rabim, other tzorchei rabim, these are needed for the physical guf adam, but other tzorchei rabim, such as kagon binyan beis haknesses, building a shul, it's not necessary for your physical needs, but it's necessary for your spiritual needs. So he brings that in the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Tshuvas HaRashpa, that would be also lasos b'moed. That you're actually not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, vodin l'shar tzorchei mitzvah. Other mitzvah needs are also not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Tzorchei mitzvah is also lasos melacha uman b'moed. He brings out from the Rivash that you're not allowed to have a professional do these things for mitzvah needs. They should have been done beforehand. Now, what exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot, hey, writes, Uadin l'sakein merachot tzorech rabim. He says, these types of tzorech rabim are allowed, we said, because they're for the guf adam, and this would include public bathhouses that are needed by the rabim as well. However, Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down, if it's l'tzorech yachid, so then the Shaar HaTzion over here in Os Katan Vav, in Sivkot and Vav, tells us, therefore, an individual, you're not allowed to go fix the bathhouses. Kivin shiochol below merachatz, because he can get by without a merachatz for yontif. Oh, shiochol alechz and mokum achar, or you can go someplace else. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzav also brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos Saw, says that the words of the Mishnah Berurah lo nemru leinyan ambatcha beisis bismanenu. They're not talking here about our private bathrooms. That is not the same thing as an individual bathhouse like they had in those days. Shein dina kemerchatz. Our private bathrooms in our house don't have the same halachic status as a public bathhouse. Umutla sakna letzorech HaMoed. And if something goes wrong in your bathroom, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. And Rav Nissen Karlitz, that Tzal also brings down Shabbos Manenu. Kivin shein derech b'neodol lechus lichos b'bayis acher. Today, if your bathroom doesn't work, you're not going to go over your neighbor's house and say, can I take a bath there? Can I take a shower there? You'd be embarrassed to do something like that. Therefore, yeshmokum lahatu l'sakin es amerechot shebabayis. Therefore, we allow you to go fix the bathroom in your own house because this is similar to the heter of Rabin. And he says, l'maisa, however, tzarechin, it's really not so simple. But l'maisa, I think that most people would allow you to fix your bathroom on Chol HaMoed if it was broken. So back to the Mishnah Berurah, he said that we're allowed to go fix the public bathrooms, sheish b'mem tzar haguf im lo yirchos, because here you have a problem. Many people will be affected if they can't go and wash themselves. It will be tzar haguf. And we said for guf-type things, you're allowed to do this tzorech rabim. And Dirshu foot number 6 says, likewise, that's why the sanitation men are allowed to go and take out the garbage from the city and bring it to the garbage dumps. He says, from Nissan Karlitz, I saw that that's permissible. Kivin shim lo yufanu asazebel, if they don't empty out the garbage, tira ir kerefis, the city's going to look like a barn, the city's going to look disgusting. And he says, this is the essential reason why you're allowed to go and remove the excrement from your chotzer. If you have animals there, you're allowed to get rid of it. As Shulchan Aruch taught us in Tuf Kuf Lamed Hey. And he says, furthermore, it's also nechshav kitzorchei rabim. This is necessary for the public usage, so to say. Shibemoed ein mashlichim esazev luchutz ela gorfim litzdadim. On Chol HaMoed, they don't throw it into the middle of the road where we get stepped on. They put it on the side, and this is davka bechotzer pratis in a private yard. Shadai bekach shiyisalach litzdadim. There, it's adequate to just put it on the side. But if you're putting it in the public, if you have all the public garbage pails all filled to the top, and they don't get taken away, so it's zevel rav, it's a tremendous amount of waste, and lo yo mashi yifnu l'tzodim. It won't be enough to just push it to the side. They're going to overflow, and the city will look like a barn. The city will look disgusting, and therefore it's allowed to be taken out. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, ubazeh gam kein davkim ye nigmar b'chol HaMoed. Again, you have to be able to finish this off on Chol HaMoed. Any things that you're doing here, the tzorchei rabim, have to be finished on Chol HaMoed, so the rabim will benefit from it on Chol HaMoed. And it has to be a tzorech of the moed, of course, if it's a professional type of a work. Then we said, things that you're not allowed to do, the Ramah said, is like building a shul. Sivkot involved, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ravusa Nakat, this is an additional thing that he's adding over here. The Afilu Binyan Basic Knesset, never mind the regular building, but even a building of a shul, shul mitzvah, which of course a great mitzvah, Kedel Ispalbo, Bemoi, Basara, you don't have a place to daven, and now you'll have a place to daven in the minyan. And furthermore, Vafilu Hem Mokum Achel Ispalbo Basara, and there's no other room that they could go to daven in the minyan. Nevertheless, Gam Kain Osu, you're not allowed to do this on Cholamoid because Shezeh ain't Tzorich L'Guf Adam. It's not a physical need, and only physical needs are allowed to be done with the Maisa Uman here on Cholamoid. The issue footnote number 8 tells us that this din is Dafkim Rotsim Lidnos Beis Knesset Chodosh. This is only to build a brand new shul. But if you have an existing shul and some damage occurred to it and now you can't dive in there, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says, Bezeh Lo Nemru Divrei Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not talking in this situation about not being able to fix this because it's not Tzorich Guf Adam, a shul that was ready and existent that has a problem with it that you're allowed to fix. And he says, Shanidon who Lidnos Beis Beis Knesset Chodosh, that which the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is only that you're not allowed to build a brand new shul, but an old shul that needs fixing is allowed. This is considered a public need to continue the daven over there. He has a further discussion about this in the rest of this footnote, as well as in footnote number 9, Ayin Sham. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Vafilu hitzchilu mikvar levnoso, even if they started building the new shul before Yontif, the ain tzarich b'moed el l'shlimo, and all you have to do on Chol HaMoed is to finish it off, also, you still don't know how to do this. Why? Because mipnei shu tzarich ma'asi uman. Because you need to have a professional finish this off. The construction work, the architects, whatever it is that they're doing over here, they're all professionals, and therefore, you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. However, he brings down Kosovo Poskim, the Poskim write that nowadays things are different. The Bizman has there, nowadays, heavy binyan basic knesses dover orbit. If you don't build a shul right now, you may lose it. They may not let you build it afterwards. The Chayshina, we have to be concerned. Shim yamtin ad achar amoid, if you wait until after Yontif is over, after Chol HaMoed is over, ya'akfu ha'akko milivnoso, the goyim who persecute us will not let us build it. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, in the Sefer Mayim, Mordechai Kosav Dakol Fi Amokim Azman. You have to look at each case individually based upon its time and its place. If you're living in a Medina Shul Chesed, so then they're going to let you build it afterwards. So then you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. But if you're dealing in a situation where some tyrant may not allow you, he gave you permission now, but he'll change his mind. So if it's built, he won't change his mind. But if it's not built, he will change his mind. So then you have to look at each case individually. And he says, Vein L'dayin L'mash Ein Avros. And he says, each judge, each Rav, is going to have to make a decision over here based upon what he sees and what he thinks the circumstances are. Ayin Shah. Now, if you look at the issue, footnote number 10, he brings down, what about renovations that are done in the Talmud Torah, in the yeshiva, and they started before the Yontif, and they need to finish them off on Chol HaMoed, so they'll be able to go back to school right after Chol HaMoed. If they wait till after Chol HaMoed, they're going to delay opening up the school. So the Kaf HaChaim writes in the name of Shel Shuvah Slev Chaim, Shemutu L'Saimon B'Chol HaMoed. He says you can finish them off on Chol HaMoed, and he says this is similar to the Heter Lichtov Chidushi Torah B'Moed, Mishum Dover Ovid. This is similar to the fact that you're allowed to go and write Chidushi Torah on Chol HaMoed, because if you don't write them down, you're going to forget them, and therefore it would be a concern that it will be Bittul Torah. So too over here, if you don't do the finishing off of the yeshiva, the renovations on Chol HaMoed, so the kids aren't going to be able to go back to yeshiva until after a few days after Yontif is over, so that's going to be a Bittul Torah, and that's a Dover Aved, and therefore it's allowed. He says, in this situation, it's preferable to hire Jewish workers that need the food, need the money, and this way you have a heter for that as well. And he says, you should try to do this in private if at all possible. Mr. Bruce Sivkot and Zayin, he says, you're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed because of Bishari Tshuva. He brings up Bishari Tshuva. You're allowed to take care of other public needs on Chol HaMoed. For example, Lamanos Gabay Mefarnosim, to go and set up who's going to be the Gabay, who's going to be the one in charge of the tzedakah, etc. Venir Ali says, if you have to do any writing because of this, Lo Yichtov Ksav Ashuris, you shouldn't write it in the normal way of writing. However, you should use Kiyam Mishita, that's another type of font, so to say, another type of language, O Ksav Shalana, or in our general non-Ashurist, non-Hebrew language types of lettering, the B'chsav Ashuri Shumais Uman, because B'chsav Ashuri is like calligraphy, and you have to have a professional person do it, and therefore, halo lehutu tzorchi rabim, kiyim shu l'tzorach agov, except for things that are needed for your personal betterment. Sivkon Ches, the Mishnah says, wrote to Loma, the malas ha-mitzvah, lomahani l'hatya, doing a mitzvah, and Chol HaMoed is not allowed to be done, b'shul zem lechas uman, to use a professional, akishor l'mar, even if you need it on Chol HaMoed. However, my sehedul, the tzorach haboyit, akshim b'mitzvah, chanal, we said it's perfectly good. That we conclude today's shir.